that's the poorest we've been since I've been at the club. So really, really disappointed, really frustrated. I think that we didn't deserve anything from the game. So the only bonus to take is the fact we got a point. However, I think when you're 1-0 up, I don't think Birmingham created countless chances where you say they should have scored, and then we gift them the goal that gives them a point as well. So, yeah, I just thought that we were flowery. I thought we were soft. I thought that they'd done the fundamentals of the game very well, which is win your headers, win your tackles, win second balls. I mean, be aggressive, which is something that normally is a big strength of ours. But today that was lacking.
And Birmingham started brightly, didn't they? And then you started to get back into the game when you scored.
Yeah, but even then, though, they're just... Nah. I think for me, performance-wise, was really poor.
In terms of the goal, it's never good to give a goal away. You're never happy about it, but that one you must be particularly upset about.
Yeah, because I think at that stage, it's game management. I mean, if we're being honest with ourselves, we've not really been in the game for... what minute was the goal scored?
63.
Yeah, so for 60 minutes, we've not been in the game. I mean, if we're being honest, we've not played well. We got to an end point. We had a couple of wee opportunities here and there, but it was predominantly on the break. We get the goal, which is really pleasing, and we're hoping that gives us a wee lift and we can go on. We had a couple of wee passages of play, but nothing where you would think that it's anywhere near enough from us. And then at 60 minutes, we're managing the game. We need to put the ball forward, and we decide to make a silly pass at the back, and we can see the horrendous goal off the back end.
Are you thinking that after that last that late equaliser at Millwall last week, this opportunity today, you come into this game 10th in the league, couple of points off the playoff, a real big opportunity today to make some ground and push on a little bit, and that's been frittered away, really?
Yeah, but what we've done is we've come up against a team who are fighting for their lives, and I thought they displayed all those traits today. You know, I thought they worked, they were tireless in their work ethic, their determination to get the ball, the willingness to go and header it, I mean, the aggression that they played with. And the really disappointing thing for us is, although we're missing Ben and I didn't start Alan, you know, and people moan here that Alan plays at home, that's why Alan Brown plays at home. Because when he's not, we lack the fundamentals to go and win tackles and win headers. And I needed to bring him on to give us a bit of that.
Is that why you brought him on for Jordan Hugo at that point, rather than go a striker for a striker?
No, to be fair, Jordan only got took off because he failed all his tests in terms of concussion. So when the physio and the doctor assessed him, he didn't answer the questions properly. So he's at risk then that he's not really all there, to be honest. So we needed to take him off. I could, to be honest, at 60 minutes, even leading up to 60 minutes, at half-time I was tempted to make a change, but I was forced into a substitution at half-time.
Yeah.
I was conscious of the fact that Gallagher had a sore knee. I was conscious of the fact that I had Tom and Greg, who have obviously just been back and for long-term sort of layoffs. Tom Barkhazen's not been that well. And then Jordan Hugo gets a head knock. So although I was frustrated with a number of other players that were playing that weren't performing well, I had to sort of hold back my substitutions because I knew I had a couple of different issues on the
pitch. Yeah, you had to be forced at half-time,
And then obviously when Jordan's coming off, I know I've only got one left. And to be honest, at this stage, if we've got any sort of ambition of trying to get into that top echelon of the league, we need to win, particularly at home.
But on the brighter side of things, you know, you're still in there. It's just one game. You've got a point. You take the positive from that, don't you? And then assess on Monday, I guess, where you might be. You might need to improve.
Yeah, I think football's a really strange game. You know, it's a bit perception, because I was sitting here a couple of weeks ago against Middlesbrough, being delighted with how we played and ecstatic in terms of how we moved the ball, dominated a really good sort of set of players at our place. And then today we've picked up our points. We picked nothing up against Middlesbrough. And I'm more disappointed, more frustrated today. And we've got a point because it's more the performance and how we performed and how we went about our work that was really disappointing.
A bit of a measure of how far you've come then, that, isn't it? If you take a point and you're really disappointed, because the Championship, it's not an easy league.
Yeah, but I don't really see it that way. I just think that we were poor. There's nothing worse for me. Certainly the type of player I was and the type of manager I'm on, the type of teams I like to have, when somebody comes and basically gets the better of us because they were stronger, more aggressive and sort of bullied us, that really frustrates me. Do you know what I mean? Because I think they're fundamentals of the game that I would expect any of our players to be able to go and carry out. Do you know what I mean? And we didn't do that.
No. And as far as moving forward, you've got a free week now till next Saturday, and then you can work on plenty of things this week and hopefully get a couple of players back any early observations on Ben Davies or any of the guys that have struggled today with injury?
I'm not sure, so we'll have to have a look at Ben probably tomorrow. Jordan will be tomorrow as well. I think Gally's just a kick in his knee, so he should be fine. So,
Josh Earle coming back, a positive back into the squad and came on in the second half.
Yeah, that was positive that he's back now and he's available.